Buzz Radio Network. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure. Can you smell what the zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
Our guys grew in a number of ways. Beyond just the X's and O's, just maturity-wise, coming from behind a four-quarter game, being able to close it out in the fourth quarter, and excited about the opportunity. Southern Miss, obviously a team that is getting better every week. Had some coaching transition a year ago and have been very, very impressive from what they put on film. I know they haven't come out with a W, but a tremendous challenge for us on Saturday. So.
I should turn my mic on. Welcome back. It is time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Brett Bielema talking about Southern Miss, and he says, I'm excited to play him. We're like, yeah, no kidding. Of course you are. They're horrific. Hogs are a 22-point favorite this week, and I think they cover the Vegas number. Justin Aker, Christina LaCure, joined also by Nate Olson of Sync Weekly. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm awesome.
He's been coming in for like the past year, and Christina had no idea.
Well, you haven't been here.
Actually, 4 months, but.
You haven't been here in a long time. Nate's been coming in here for years, truly, in different capacities.
Yeah, in different capacities.
He's worked I've only been gone for like 3 weeks.
What, you've had 17 jobs since you moved to Arkansas?
No.
15.
No.
12 and a half.
Five.
Okay. Well, I've been fortunate that they haven't fired me yet from this place, or I would have had five or six before now. So, anyway. Some news out of Fayetteville. Looks like Flowers is back. So, that's good news. He probably, I suppose, could have been available if they had to have him, but, you know, he's getting back from an injury. They didn't have to have him. They don't really have to have him this week. Also, it looks like Alan Turner will start at strong safety this week, and I guess he just lost his father, right? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Passed away from cancer. And so we wish him well. I know it's a tough time, but he's going to be, you know, it's one of those things people always say after they lose somebody, the best thing to do is stay busy. Yeah, so anyway, happy to have him on the field, and hate to see it. He's a Junction City area guy, so... Anyway, wish him lots of luck, and certainly thoughts and prayers with him and his family. Otha Peters returned to practice. His return indefinite, I'm told. Also, Austin Tate was supposed to come back to campus this week, or back to practice, rather. And I have not seen an update on him, so I'm not sure if he's going to be available yet or not. Good news is he's been able to run around, I assume, because he had a shoulder injury. He got spaded. Mm-hmm. Remember, that was the final straw for his shoulder.
Yep.
We're going to talk to Edward Ashoff in just a moment. I have a Razorback trivia question for you, 4-3-3. And if you were listening the first hour, this should be a layup. If you know a lot about Brett Bielema or you were listening in the first hour, this is a layup question. For a pair of tickets to the Southern Miss Arkansas game this weekend, 4-3-3-1-0-3-7, 1-800-477-1037. I just had a buddy in from Iowa State who has a distillery, and they distill 30 miles away from Brett Bielema's hometown of what?
This is a simple Google question, folks.
Easiest of easy ever eased at 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. Don't forget, too, we have ASU football tonight. I'm taking ASU. No surprise there. Harry and Morgan says, didn't A-State beat A&M 5 or 6 years ago? They sure did. Good point, bro. Did you fellas see that Edward Ashoff picked Ole Miss over Texas 35-31? Is that a reach, or do you think Texas's defense is that awful? I'll ask him when we have him on in a second.
A lot of people have Ole Miss tonight.
Yes, that's Saturday, yeah.
Or Saturday, pardon me. I was thinking the Texas game.
Texas
tonight.
Tech, TCU. Yeah. And that'll be a good game, I think.
Yeah.
Nate, who you liking that one?
I like TCU. I think with Paschal back.
Is he going to play?
He got hurt last week.
Mm. I don't know if he's back or not.
Okay. Our intern's going, no, wrong. He ain't coming back tonight.
Yeah, the backup played pretty well. Get some insight on this? Let's go to our TCU insider.
Fill us in, bro.
I don't know how much of a TCU insider I am, but I know he's out for 8 weeks.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, well, then scratch that. Texas Tech.
Non-throwing arm.
Okay.
I'll take Texas
Tech. The backup played pretty well, though, so that was okay.
Yeah, you know, last year when he wasn't in there, they were not the same team, so it'll be interesting to see if they can be. Iowa State went in there and beat him last year when he was – ruled ineligible. You remember that?
He was drinking. Alan in Little Rock says, Johnny Football is one of the best nicknames for an athlete. Some of the other names I liked in the past, Run DMC, the Honey Badger, Rocket Ismail, the Juice, Sweetness, and the Manable. What are some you remember, says Alan? Well, I'll tell you, the one I like now is Flash, Dash, and Smash, the three-headed monster in the backfield for Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I think it's catching on like crazy.
This is the first time I've heard of this.
True. But you know what, Christina? Everything's got to get started.
Like,
somewhere.
If I literally been away this long and I haven't heard of this.
I'll be darned if I'm going to let Kiero Small get left out with this nickname they have going with Buddha and the Beast. I will not have Kiero Small kicked to the curb when he's been one of the most valuable players on this team through 2 weeks. I won't stand for it. I won't. Can't.
Do you know who you sounded like?
I got to stick up for the little guy, Christina.
You know who you sounded like?
Kiero Small and I have a lot in common. We're both 5'7". He's a lot thicker and more talented than me, but still, I mean, I gotta stick up for the little guy. Who do I sound like?
Nothing. Never mind.
Fine.
Go ahead.
Brian, what's my answer?
Can you give me the question one more time?
What's the square root of... No. What is...
Where's Brett Bielema from?
What's his hometown?
Oh, man. Somewhere in Iowa.
No, that's actually not true, but that's okay. You're close. You're in the right region.
Justin wants to give you tickets because he wants that to be true.
Yeah. Sean?
Yes, sir.
What's the town?
Prophetstown, Illinois.
That is so close and not quite right, but thank you for the call. I can't give it to him.
Google's letting it down.
I mean, is it Russelltown? Apparently not.
Ringing.
Bryant. Awesome. Nate, see what happens? You
this
come in.
This is really
Sorry.
Hard, apparently.
I didn't think
we
so.
We said it in the beginning.
Yeah, we just did it.
Are you sure it wasn't Prophetstown?
Yeah.
Pretty positive?
Pretty sure.
That poor guy's like hung up
now
on
got, now he's got me
cussing
questions.
You out.
No, I actually thought.
I've been cussed before. I've been cussed before.
Then we're going to have to find out exactly where his phone number is, call him back.
That's okay. It is Prophetstown. I thought
oh!
Prophetstown.
Oh, that's what
I thought it sounded pretty. I was like, I think
Matt,
yeah, I was like, isn't that it?
Get that guy back on the phone. He is cussing you. You'll know who he is because he's going to be the guy
Sorry.
Who calls back and is pissed.
Gosh, I'm an idiot. I asked my
own. I was like, what did you think it was?
I don't know. Prophetsville. I don't know why.
I think you've had a couple extra cups
yeah,
of coffee today. You're kind of out there.
He's swigging this new whiskey this morning.
Something.
My bad.
Cody Road whiskey going Sorry. Down smooth this morning.
I said it was going to be an easy question for the listeners. I didn't say it was going to be easy for me.
Let's do a different question
I'm an idiot,
now.
But you've caught on to that by now. Brett Bielema facing a Southern Miss team that's A, not very good, and B, going to throw it around a lot. Let's go ahead and get Edward on, too, there, Matt, when you get time. But anyway, here's a little more from Coach talking about playing an up-tempo offense.
There's a lot of teams that try to do it and just frankly aren't that good. But the teams that do it very, very well obviously create a problem. It's been growing. You know, I've been a head coach now going to my eighth year. It's been on the rise ever since then. I've actually seen kind of a swing back the other way where there's more teams probably going to a classical form of offense where they take the huddle and do what we do. And at times it may spark a little bit of a fast-paced offense. But, again, it all gets back to how well you execute it.
It is all about that. So good luck to the Hogs this week. They're not going to need it.